From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Getting the hour underway with a classic track from 1956, as we turn to a sextet co-led by two alto sax players, Phil Woods and Gene Quill. The album, appropriately titled Phil and Quill, was issued by RCA in 1956. They recorded another album together as a sextet in 1957, Phil and Quill with Prestige, released on Prestige Records, of course. For this album, they're joined by Sol Schlinger on baritone sax, Dave McKenna piano, Buddy Jones bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums. This is the opening track, Sax Fifth Avenue. Thank you. Going back to 1960 for guitarist Johnny Smith, with Bob Pankost on piano, George Romanis bass, and Mousy Alexander on drums. I Can't Get Started, from the album Johnny Smith Plus the Trio. Johnny was a longtime recording artist for the Roost label, and this album was first issued on Roost, eventually reissued on CD thanks to Rhino Records. Before that, music from a quartet co-led by two Cuban jazz musicians, trumpeter Arturo Sandoval and pianist Chucho Valdez. The album Straight Ahead, released in 1988, with Ron Mathewson on bass and Martin Drew on drums, we heard Blues 88. And we began the set, and also the hour, with the Phil Woods Gene Quill Sextet from 1956, Sax Fifth Avenue, from the album Phil and Quill. We'll begin this set with a track from Taiwanese pianist Yuying Su, last name spelled H-S-U. Her albums have netted her numerous awards in her native Taiwan. She now resides in New York City. This is a track from her 2017 release, Happened Happening, with Alex Sipijin on sax, Donnie McCaslin trumpet, Boris Koslov bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. This one's called Last Minute. We'll be right back.
Whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you can't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you and give you the break that you need more than you know, more than you know. Man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. I need you so, more than you'd ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all I can give, but baby, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry. If you got tired and said goodbye, more than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
Closing that set with music of Jean-Luc Ponty. Most people who are familiar with the French violinist and his music oftentimes associate him with jazz fusion and contemporary jazz, and rightfully so, as from the 1970s to the present, Jean-Luc has been an innovator in both fields. But in the 60s, he was very much a traditional and straight-ahead jazz violinist, as demonstrated by that track from 1968, the album More Than Meets the Ear, released on the World Pacific label. Jean-Luc Ponty on violin, Leo Wright, flute and sax, Carnell Jones, trumpet, George Gruntz, piano, and Daniel Humer on drums. We heard 3 plus 2 equals 1. Some rather twisted mathematics there, but still, great stuff from Jean-Luc Ponty in a straight-ahead vein. The vocal in the set came from Sylvia Sims from 1965, the album Sylvia Is, with Kenny Burrell on guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Ossie Johnson on drums. We heard the standard More Than You Know. And we began that set with Taiwanese pianist Yu-Ying Tzu leading her quintet through Last Minute from her 2017 release Happened Happening. It's all part of the mix on the Jazz Scene, an hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for the Jazz Scene Program 1913. We'll begin our final set of the hour with the Ted Rosenthal Trio, fronted by Ted Rosenthal on piano, with George Mraz on bass and Louis Nash on drums. From 2006, the album The King and I. All of the music taken from the musical of the same name, written by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein III. We'll listen to Shall We Dance? Thank you. Wrapping up the program this time with the Art Farmer Quintet. Art Farmer on trumpet, Clifford Jordan tenor sax, Fred Hirsch piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Akira Tana on drums. From the album You Make Me Smile, issued on the Soul Note label back in 1985, we heard Flashback. Before that, a quartet of Italian musicians fronted by alto sax man Francesco Calfiso, and sessions recorded in New York City in 2006, hence the Francesco Calfiso New York Quartet. The album Seven Steps to Heaven, with Andrea Pozza piano, Aldo Zunino bass, and Nicola Angelucci on drums. We heard the title track, that piece of course originally appearing on the Miles Davis album of the same name back in 1963, given a fine treatment there by Francesco Calfiso and his quartet. And we began the set with a trio. So we heard from a trio, followed by a quartet, followed by a quintet. The trio being the Ted Rosenthal Trio, with Ted Rosenthal on piano, along with George Mraz and Louis Nash, respectively. From The King and I, we heard Shall We Dance? And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, please feel free to do so. The email address, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website. For much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, this is program number 1913. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.